Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
All right, it's post-game wrap time. Mike's over there kissing babies and waving to all his fans.
That's what I do.
Well, look, I mean, everybody who follows baseball closely is aware of it, but the Giants fans who focus mostly on the National League got an education tonight on how tough this Astros team is. Giants have their hands full this weekend. Houston's offense, I mean, we see the Dodgers up close. We see the Padres, some of the best teams in baseball. Houston can go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Yeah, they're deep. They're threat up and down. And you know, it's kind of what we see with the Dodgers and the A's and what the Giants do. I mean, they grind and they get pitches, and you know, this is a team that has power and can hit for an average and doesn't strike out very often. I mean, how about that for a combination? And that explains why they've scored more runs than anybody else in baseball, and why they lead the American League in hitting. They're just a good offensive team. You cannot give this team 90-foot mistakes. You can't do it. You can't give them extra outs in an inning. And that's what happened. I mean, you know, you go back and take a look at the Giants' losses here in the last 3 weeks, and just about every one of them, they walk out of the ballpark feeling the same way, that they gave it up. They beat themselves. And you cannot give those opportunities to this Astros team. The Giants with the best record in baseball, that's how they win. They win taking advantage of the other guy's mistakes. And it just you know, it didn't happen tonight. Giants did not play a clean game. And I mean, look, we saw the same thing after the four games that they had in L.A. were so emotional. Then they played Pittsburgh, and they kind of fell flat for the first two games of that series. And maybe that was the case today. They may have been a bit flat given the emotion of the Dodger series. But they need to snap out of it against this Astros team, because tomorrow they get Greinke, and it's going to be Alex Wood on the hill for the Giants, the stopper, who stopped 8 losses already. And they're going to need another effort from him against this Astros team. It's going to be an exciting weekend. It's going to be good baseball. But I like it where, you know, you've got to do everything right to win. And that's basically the situation for both these teams.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Astros are feeling the same way. The Giants showed a lot of spunk late in the game and put a lot of pressure on the Astros bullpen themselves.
Hey, they score 6 runs. They feel they should win that game.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they made this spirited comeback. It's 7-2, and then all of a sudden it's 7-5. And then there's Gurriel at first base with one out in the 8th inning. And the Giants have the overshift on for Alvarez, and he hits a double play ball. Except Brandon Crawford is the guy at the second base position, and there's nobody for him to throw the ball to. And it was interesting because the third baseman was not over at shortstop. He was still over as if to discourage Alvarez from bunting. And in my opinion, well, if Alvarez wants to bunt, the score is 7-5. Let him bunt. But he hits the ground ball. A perfect double play ball. They can't get the double play. The runner moves to second. And Mike, you talked about it on the telecast at the time. But the inning's not over. There's a guy at second instead. And then Correa, who's an all-star and a great hitter and shortstop, he gets the hit. And all of a sudden, they've added on. And the Giants make this great comeback. But all of a sudden, it's not 7-5. Now it's 8-5. So That was just kind of a downer, and I don't know if you're a player on the Giants if that bugs you, but anyway, that's just one of those things. And I know the idea is when they do the overshift that the number of double plays they don't get is more than offset mathematically by the number of hits that they take away with the overshift in that kind of a spot. But just when you see a spot like that against a good team like the Astros, you end up giving them an extra out, and they turn it into a run.
There is no analyst on the planet that can gather enough data to justify setting a defense that cannot turn a double play with a runner at first base and no outs or one out situation. You can't justify it. When you have a runner on as a pitcher, you're thinking one of two things. I'm either in the strikeout mode or I'm in the ground ball mode. Runner at first, close ball game, I'm trying to get a ground ball. It's a technique to try and get the ground ball. And when you get the ground ball and you don't have your position players in a position to turn that double play, it's inexcusable. And we've seen it a dozen times this year, and it just – you cannot justify it. As you go forth in the last 2 months of the game, of the season, and hopefully into October, it's going to become more important. And those situations are going to be critical. Because, in essence, not being able to turn that double play gave them another out. And they cashed in.
And, by the way, in case you wanted to feel a little better about things today, I mean, it was a happy day for the Giants before the game even started. We haven't even talked about that on our post-game wrap. Chris Bryant's coming to the Giants.
That's a good subject change, Dave. Thank you.
You know, I just want to go on record, David, saying I think that was a really good trade.
Yeah, me too.
That was a really good acquisition.
And we'll talk about that in our next segment. But anyway, just in case you wanted to, you know, feel better about things. I don't know
better.
If that really worked. But
kinda.
And Tony Watson's coming too. All right, we'll pick some players right after this. All right, post-game wrap part two. Astros beat the Giants tonight in the first game of this series, 9-6. We're going to pick some players of the game. Mike, it's your turn to go first tonight.
Okay.
Did I catch you at a bad moment?
Yeah. I pass. Come back to me.
All right. Well, I'll take Crawford. It's just great to have Brandon Crawford back. Two more hits tonight. He struck out in the ninth inning. Just a beautiful pitch. That curveball that Ryan Pressly threw that's a pretty dang good pitch when you're seeing 96 fastball and 92 slider, and then you snap off that curveball. Anyway, Crawford, though, had two late-game hits that helped the Giants get close, get back in it. He also today was down in the Bayview with the Giants and lots of members of the Giants front office and lots of kids to help dedicate a brand new renovated, you know, Gilman Park right outside Old Candlestick.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys saw it for years and years. It's now just a brand new, beautiful field for kids to play baseball and softball, thanks to Brandon Crawford and his family. So for that and also for his play on the field, I'm taking Brandon.
All right.
He's my guy.
Good nice
pick.
Going, Brandon.
Atta babe, hon, you.
Yeah. John, your turn.
He's looked pretty good after missing all those days with that the mild, what do they call it? The little strain on the.
You want me to rescue you?
The side, yeah.
Oblique.
Oblique.
Yeah.
That's.
Okay.
It.
I was just wondering. I was looking over there.
Yeah.
side
muscle.
I was trying to touch the area.
Uh-huh.
As if we were on camera.
Right. But, right down here.
Yeah. It doesn't work on this kind of a show though. but and he had the two run. Double in his first at bat back, and then two more hits tonight, and he did something we'd never seen. It's a first for this ballpark. He hit a ball that disappeared. He didn't hit on the wall or over the wall. He hit it and it disappeared into the wall.
Never seen that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And you know, I kept thinking maybe it's a home run, and then the ball disappeared. So I thought, well, is it in the bullpen? But the center fielder Tucker threw his arms in the air like he was signaling touchdown. So I don't know what that signal was. I guess he just wanted to alert somebody. Then the umpire went all the way out and found where the baseball was. So,
You know, it's funny because I was talking with Ed Montague the other day after we had this whole long discussion with the umpires who were here about the nets and what's in play and what's out of play. And So I said, well, yeah, I guess the only provision is it's in play, but if it were to get lodged, and Ed said, well, yeah, you got yes, but it really has to be lodged. And he said what the defensive player needs to do is right away throw up your hands to signal for the umpires to
And so that's an actual signal to give the umpire.
That is the signal that the defensive players are supposed to give the umpires if the ball gets lodged. Throw your hands up immediately.
So do you think that they have that in spring training? They give everybody the, well, if this happens, then throw your arms in the air. Here's the signal to give us.
Now you're asking tough questions.
I don't know, John.
But that comes from the mouth of Ed Montague. That's exactly what he's supposed to do. Throw him up.
All right. Beautiful. Okay, now I learned a new
signal
today.
New sign.
That's good. It's not. It's for the umpires, and it's not even an umpire giving that signal. All right, very good, Dave. All right, so I'm going with Buster Posey.
Okay.
Buster had two hits and a walk. He scored two, and he knocked in one with a – he tied the game with that double that short-hopped the wall right beneath the left field foul pole at the 339 marker. So Buster just keeps hitting the ball great, and just, he's just, this great season continues on right here at the end of July. So he celebrated in his own way the Giants trade for Chris Bryant. And we, by the way, we saw people already wearing Giants home jerseys with number 23 and Bryant's name on the back.
Isn't that amazing?
That was very cool.
Trade happened at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
It's very cool. That was... The wheels of commerce, Dave.
That is a
you
quick
can't slow those down. Yeah,
you're exactly right. Yeah, great night for Buster. Good pick.
Okay, Edibit, nice pick. Okay, I'm going to go with Mike Yastrzemski. Had a two-hit night, and the last one was an opposite field double. And so they need him to get going. And he scored a run, played a clean right field. Just typical contribution. But I like the fact that. He's going the opposite way. I think when he's backspinning the opposite gap, that's a really good sign. That's what he did tonight, two-hit night. Mike Yastrzemski is my guy.
Good
pick.
Yes. Good really
one.
Good. They need him.
They need him.
So that's a great sign. What's on Deck, sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Well, it won't be long. I mean, this was a four-hour game. So these players will be right back here tomorrow to get ready for game two. You already mentioned the great pitching matchup. Zach Greinke has had a career's worth of success against the Giants. I mean, he's just always been great against the Giants, against Alex Wood, and we'll see if Chris Bryant can get here. If he can get here, he's in the lineup tomorrow.
Well, that would be fun.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yes, it would. But I think it may be a better chance he gets here by Sunday.
Yeah, but
no, I vote for tomorrow.
If it's up to us, let's see if he can get here. But anyway, we should see him tomorrow at some point, and that'll be exciting no matter what.
No matter what.
What's on Deck, sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. And Tony Watson will be here tomorrow. I think that's going to happen. Yeah. So that'll be exciting to see Tony back, one of our favorites.
Yeah, I like Tony Watson. That's a good add back.
He just did a great job here in
the
Giants bullpen.
He did.
He
had a really good Giants career, and now he's back. And apparently he's really pumped to come back. So anyway, we'll see him tomorrow. All right, highlights coming up right after this.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.